Some public schools in Russia are offering courses on Orthodox Christianity. Teachers and clergy say they want to give children a sense of national pride and a system of values. But detractors say the classes, although technically elective, violate Russia's constitutional separation of church and state. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
In this seventh grade class, portraits of Russian Orthodox saints have replaced communist icons like Lenin and Marx. A group of students is dressed up as medieval soldiers. Carrying wooden crosses, they act out a skit about the 14th century Russian warrior, Dmitry Donskoy.
My holy Russia, you are surrounded by enemies, but Russia will have no dialogue with its foes. Ours is a monologue of the cross. God is with us and our swords.
Student Sergei explains what he's learning in this class, called the Foundations of Orthodox Culture. We're studying not only history, but also our faith. Sergei says, we are Orthodox people, and we should know our faith. Local Bishop Igor Gagarin worked with teachers to help develop the course. Bishop Gagarin says the course also aims to prevent young people from drifting away from Orthodoxy and into the grasp of non-indigenous religions. Teachers here say groups like the Salvation Army, Jehovah's Witnesses, and what they label cults are very active in trying to recruit new members among Russian kids. Bishop Gagarin says these groups are taking advantage of the Orthodox Church's weakness after decades of repression. He says the church has a right to protect itself.
In the Orthodox Church, there is no tradition of stopping people on the street and trying to convert them. Now we have a proliferation of groups trying to impose their faith. And the more dubious the faith, the stronger the agitation is.
Gagarin points out the church has no quarrel with Islam, Judaism, or Buddhism. All those faiths have centuries-old roots in Russia and are recognized by the state as traditional religions, along with Orthodoxy. Russia's education ministry recently recommended all schools offer such courses as an elective, though some here worry they won't really be voluntary. Among the critics is Yevgeny Bunimovich, who chairs the Moscow City Council's Education Committee.
Our Soviet mentality has not changed that much in the last decade. Rather than seeing this as voluntary, most schools will understand this ministry recommendation as a direct order.
Indeed, teachers in Nagansk say not a single student has ever opted out of the course on Orthodox culture. Bunimovich worries that promoting Orthodoxy could raise tensions with Russia's large Muslim minority. He says some textbooks approved for the new course are xenophobic. All the more reason for national oversight, says religious affairs analyst Andrei Zolotov. He's concerned because so many schools are already teaching the classes on their own without proper guidance.
It has to be somehow regulated so that it does not become kind of a 100% lay initiative with all the heresies and idiocies of which there is plenty in today's life of the Russian Orthodox Church, which has suffered greatly from a big break in tradition.
Zolotov says the cultural relativism of the West is anathema in a country like Russia, where for centuries the church and state were tightly interwoven. So by putting God back into the classroom, the Orthodox Church is reasserting its traditional role and reclaiming the mantle held by communist ideology for most of the 20th century. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Nagansk, Russia.